Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And today we're going to talk about everything you never knew you wanted to know about a clothing choice of historical rich men.
I look forward to this. There are some wacky trends.
Yeah. So first we're going to talk about corsets. And when I say corsets, what do you think of?
Those things with the whalebone. And I always think of Meet Me in St. Louis, where Judy Garland is holding the bedpost and her sister is yanking on those corset strings.
Like foot on the back, just yes. Pulling those suckers in. Yeah.
Yeah.
So very much mutilating women's organs, yes. Waist cinching oppression, patriarchy, you know, that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not always. Because it turns out many women wore them for comfort. They were designed initially like to keep their breasts supported. And oh yeah, that patriarchy bit, well, men wore them too.
What? Were they the same style? Were they having very nipped in waists?
Well, okay, so let's take a step back in history. Corsets started to become popular in the French court in the 16th century. And then from there, of course, they spread throughout Europe because France does it. And everybody's like, oh, that's cool. I want to do it too.
It was absolutely the French. Yes.
Yeah. They were like, have my cheese and my corset. But here's the thing. The early form of the corset was two separate sides that were laced together and it didn't cinch. It just held you together. It was kind of like the 16th century version of a body sport bra.
I'm not opposed to that. I know some people would not be comfortable with it, but I think that support might be nice.
And women felt the same way. If you could afford it, they were very popular to wear. They were like, wow, this is great. I don't have stuff flopping around when I'm trying to get work done.
Yes.
Men kind of looked at that and went, well, that's interesting. I don't really want that, but I do want my wide shoulders and a slim waist. And it was men.
Oh, yes.
Men who were adapting that corset into something they called a girdle, which would cinch in the tummy. Okay. And then it was kind of worn by men. It wasn't worn by a lot of men. And really, when we're talking about this, we're talking about men and women in the historical context who had money were wearing these.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you were a peasant and you were making bread, you weren't.
You just flopped.
You
or protruded.
Yes. We were saggy and baggy when we didn't have money. So that's yeah, that's how it was. But then 19th century, so we're talking early 1800s, there was a group of wealthy young men that came to be called dandies.
Oh, yes, the dandy.
And these young men were all about, like you said, they wanted a cinched waist.
Oh, really?
And an hourglass shape. And there are cartoons in newspapers that were mocking these guys because they definitely had, you think about your Kim Kardashian sort of, you know, big shoulders, tiny waist, big butt. That's what these boys were going for in their very tight clothing.
What? The tight clothing.
Yeah. They had very slim fitting jackets and they wanted this look. And well, of course, but here's the thing. It was constricting. You couldn't do any labor in it. All you could do was walk around and look, well, like a dandy.
That late in history, because it did not surprise me when you're saying 16th, 17th century, because that's the era of the wig, right? And
yep,
the high heel for men. So I'm totally not surprised by that era. But as late as the early 1800s?
Yes. So you've got the dandies that kind of, so it was kind of going out for the general population of men to have this corset with your fancy clothes because the suits were kind of changing. But the dandies that early 1800s to like the mid 1800s, they were using the corset for fashion. And it kind of went underground. Like if you were wearing it, I saw this article from a fellow who went to a school in Austria in the late 1800s. And he was saying, well, I don't wear a corset anymore, but those men do. And it does look good, but I wouldn't want one.
So the discreet looking corset became popular. Like, no, I'm naturally this way.
Yes, exactly. And then in the early 1900s, they resurface again in catalogs. And you see them, you know, like the man with the, if you think of those old newspaper drawings, he's got his handlebar mustache and his short hair with his suspenders. But they were selling them mostly for back support.
Uh-huh.
Or if you needed to haul in that too big tummy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's great pictures, and I'll try to post some on the website. And then the man has got a barrel chest, but he's definitely got that lower back supported very vigorously.
Very well. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Animated films still follow this general body shape as the most popular. There are definitely some corset looking men in a lot of animated features.
Right?
That remains a popular look.
It does. And corsets were even sometimes worn for medical reasons. People suffering from tuberculosis, it apparently affects your spine and it makes it kind of weak. And so men and women might wear a special kind of corset, not a cinching one, but a corset to help support your back.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time, that corset with men really evolved to back support for military, horseback riding, and then we still have them with weightlifting belts.
Yeah, we have some here in our basement.
Exactly. So nowadays, think cummerbund with your tuxedo. It's kind of like a corset, right?
So it's like they flip-flopped like on the outside. Cummerbunds are
an
homage to that era.
Kind of reflects that design, but not with, you know, whalebone and that boot in your back making everything cinch right in.
Now I wonder, do they make shapewear for men?
Oh, yeah.
Let's look it up.
Yeah, you got man Spanx. You got man, a tank top that kind of holds everything in. Yeah.
Spanx, men undershirts, men's body shapers. Oh.
Yeah. I think anybody who is wearing slim fitting clothes, who just feels like I don't quite fit my slim fitting clothes, might be putting on some spandex. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. These are quite the thing. The Leo high-waisted stomach shaper.
Ooh.
There's one that looks like an old-timey bathing suit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's like the whole, you got a whole shirt and a ballet neckline. And
yeah. You can't have anybody seeing that with your button up, you know?
No. Oh, but you want to be boss in the boardroom?
It needs to be discreet. Yeah.
Yeah. On the other hand, ladies are like, absolutely, I'm wearing shapewear.
Yeah. Which is, that's kind of an interesting double standard. You're talking about it. And I was just thinking the corset, you know, was undergarment. But then gradually for women, it became, or it has become in some ways, an outer garment, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a piece of sexy femininity. With men, it pretty much stayed. It's going to change my shape, but no one needs to know it's there.
That's true. Yeah. The whole 90s look. If you didn't have some sort of corsety garment.
Yeah.
Where were you even? But you're right. There's never been a time where dudes are like, yeah, it's really nips in the tummy.
Yeah. Except maybe in queer culture.
That's true.
In mainstream culture? No.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the strange and interesting history of men in corsets.
I like how this modern era, they say that tongue in cheek, you know, it has a certain look for men. But when you go back through history, they wore heels. They definitely wore makeup. They had some serious hair at times.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and to take away and not let men enjoy some of those things where we can cover up a zit and it's perfectly acceptable. Or like we can wake up and think, I'd like to look just a little bit fresher and shapelier. And it's totally acceptable. And dudes wake up and they're like, oh boy, that is 7 miles of bad road. And guess I'm headed out for the day. Poor fellas.
Well, I think, you know, what we need to do is shift it from like women are doing this because they want to, not because they feel like they have to look a certain way for men. That's why men don't need to look a certain way.
Oh, that's true.
But like maybe if you just want to look a certain way. And that's why dandies were looked down upon, because, and I got to tell you too, looking at now, these were also drawings. I didn't look at photographs, right? But these drawings, some of these guys, honestly, from the back, I would have been like, that's a chick in a suit.
Yeah.
They probably just confounded people. You know, what is he doing? He's fancy. He's useless. He's got too much money.
Yes.
And he can't bend over to tie his shoes.
But he probably can afford servants. And so he doesn't have to.
Exactly. He has a valet and the valet ties his shoes.
Okay, so maybe there's a little balance. Dudes now can wear, there's a high-level faculty member who's a man and he wears nail polish all the time. And it's very well accepted. So maybe there's balance. He probably can't afford a valet, but he can do his own nails whenever he wants.
I was going to say, so you're saying he paints his own nails? Come on, university, pay him better.
He might have a great manicurist. I don't know. It's not been a topic of conversation yet, but now I'm going to be like sidling up. Where do you do your nails?
Hey, you got any tips? Do you? Yeah, there you go.
So it's nice to know. I'm just sitting there thinking it's nice to know that they were suffering too, along with Judy Garland.
It's nice to know that a whole group of people were also uncomfortable.
Yeah. None of those beautiful balls were actually any fun.
Yeah. And everyone was sitting really straight.
Yeah. Which probably cut down on the food budget. So that's good. Like, how can you eat in those things?
That's true. They're like, we're going to invite 100. We only need enough food for 30. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, if you were delighted by this topic, please tune in for more. You can check out our whole back catalog at brainjunkpodcast.com or wherever you hear podcasts. And of course, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. And Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored. You might be shapelier.
Yeah, no. I prefer to just look like a potato.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, there was a picture of some very ancient, really ancient graffiti carved in. And it's of a lady sort of bending over. And she definitely has it. I'm like, oh, that's me. And I like somebody took the time to carve that on a wall. And so that means they liked that. And so I might just be in the wrong era.
Right? You're like, I was so hot in 1450.
Yes. This would have been like minus 1450. It was really old.
Oh, okay. Well,
in the, you've had enough food and so you're prosperous and you escaped from the wild animals.
Ah, yes. Where being curvaceous meant mm-hmm. that you actually weren't starving to death. Yeah.
Right. You were surviving.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm winning at that.
Me too. So winning.